Jim Kelly and the Gamblers step to the ball, second and goal from the 18-yard line. Standard set formation. Los Angeles' defense is up close, and now they break back away as Kelly hands off to Correll, and Correll fumbles the ball and brings it right back into him. And I believe they're going to get the ball back. No, they're going to say that Los Angeles came away with it. Clay Rule forced the fumble as Correll jumped, had a jump into the air, and George Achika came away with the ball, the two defensive linemen for the Express, and the Gamblers squander a scoring opportunity. George Achika, the third-year man out of USC, right across the street here from the Coliseum, and it is first and 10 for the Express at their own 17. They saved points there, Ed.
Oh, what a big play from the Express's standpoint. What a big penalty. The penalty was the call before. No touchdown for the Gamblers. It could have put them in a position of being up 20-0. Express now with the ball. And you're not going to shut the Express out the whole ballgame. They'll start moving the football here soon.
Sam Correll, very dejectedly, the last offensive player off to the sideline right now. The ball just popped out of his hands on the straight handoff. Split backfield behind Steve Young, tied into the left-hand side. Young, play action, looking to his right. Hits his man at the 30-yard line. He falls down. The man making the catch was Dwayne Gunn, the second-year man out of Indiana. Lightning speed, 6'1", 170. He makes the catch out to the 29-yard line. Mike Mitchell, single coverage, makes the tackle. First and 10 for Los Angeles.
Good execution by the Express. Lined up in a formation where both backs were to the split end side. They faked the play-action draw. The wide receiver Gunn went down, worked his way to the outside. Good depth. Impossible for the secondary man unless he gets underneath help.
First and 10 for the Los Angeles Express. Single setback is Kevin Nelson. He throws underneath again to Dwayne Gunn. Gunn is knocked down by Kiki Diala and Mike Mitchell. Mitchell had the deep coverage. The under coverage was Kiki. And Steve Young split the seam out to the 43, the second straight play with a first down attached to it. And it's first and 10 for Los Angeles at their own 43.
Well, after being a little conservative in the first quarter, he's come out this second quarter putting the ball up in the air, and Hadle recognizes he wants to get on the board, and wouldn't be a bit surprised to see him continue to throw the ball, mix an occasional draw in.
11:49 to go, second quarter. Gamblers leading 13-0. Steve Young and the Express trying to move out of their own territory after recovering a fumble. Young hands off to Kevin Nelson. Nelson, who was trouble for the Gamblers last year, jukes and jives and picks up about a yard and a half before Pete Caden and Mike Hawkins and Cleveland Crosby all join in on the fun. Nelson trying to break free right up the middle, but when you spend that much time trying to do something like that, Ed, everybody's going to show up eventually.
Well, so far, I'm sure the Gamblers' defensive coaches are hoping that they run the ball. They have not had any success running the ball. Young has had great protection when he's gone back to put the ball in the air, so defensively, you like to see him run the ball.
Both quarterbacks have been pressured only one time apiece. No sacks so far in the contest. Second down and 8. Man in motion is David Hersey to the left. Young straight drop back, four-man rush, plenty of time, throws underneath, and a nice open field catch by his fellow BYU man, Gordon Hudson. First and 10, Gambler territory at the 34, Calvin Eason in single coverage. That pass was thrown high, and Hudson was losing his balance, but he still got up there to make the grab.
Well, what a great catch he made and showed good hands. But we're talking about a big tight end now. We're talking about 6'4", 240. Reminds me an awful lot of Dave Casper when he was in his prime. Looks like he might even have quicker feet than Dave Casper from the standpoint of breaking and moving and getting into the open area.
Hudson, who spent all last year waiting to play with an injured knee, is back. This is officially his rookie season, and he's showing off very well in his opening game. 13-0. The Gamblers leading, but the Express driving. Young, play action, has plenty of time. Single coverage. Cannot hit his man. JoJo Townsell was the intended receiver with Will Lewis back inside the 10-yard line. Townsell had inside position, but the ball was thrown a little high and a little long.
Pretty good coverage by Will Lewis, but again, you can see the experience of both Kelly and Young, what that 1 year has done for both of them. Gamblers in a blitz, Young reading it, the wide receiver reading it, went inside, went deep to the post, almost a good completion, but the experience of both quarterbacks, boy, what great quarterbacks these two are going to be in a couple more years. They're great now, but they are really going to be something else.
Steve Young, 4 of 7 for 45 yards so far in the contest. He got off to a slow start, but he's slinging it good now. Man in motion to the left-hand side, David Hersey. Young back to pass, Gamblers send four men. Throwing underneath the coverage, Hersey, man on man with Andy Hawkins. He makes the catch inside the 30 to the 26. Hersey leaping high up over Andy Hawkins, made a nice grab and comes down with another Los Angeles first and 10. Their first sustained drive of the afternoon, 17-yard pickup. It's inside 10 minutes to go second quarter, and they've got a first and 10, and it's now deep in Gambler territory.
Well, you get that mismatch when you get a big wide receiver with speed running against the linebacker. Hersey, 6'2", 226, running on a crossing pattern. Hawkins just was a step behind him.
First and 10 from the 26-yard line, 9:27 to go and counting. Man in motion is Boddy. Young throws the little swing out pass to Nelson. Nelson gets a good block from one of his offensive linemen and comes down inside the 20 to the 19-yard line. A nice pile driver by left guard Derek Kennard out of Nevada, Reno, puts him down inside the 20 to the 19. He's a big guy to run behind, 6'3", 275. Tackle made on the play by Hosea Taylor coming off the line of scrimmage at second down and three.
What they call the read screen, Johnny. Drop back. Receiver went to that side, but he was looking downfield. If the linebackers drop off to give underneath help downfield, they throw the screen to the outside. That's what happened. Just a 6 or 7 yard play.
Second down three, 8:45 to go and counting down from here at the Coliseum in Los Angeles. I formation, first time we've seen that this afternoon. Man in motion is Townsell to the right. Deep handoff goes to the I back, Nelson. Nelson squirms forward and may have first down yardage on second effort. Kiki Diallo and Cleveland Crosby got a piece of him to start with, but he got forward almost to the 26. He needs to get to the 26 to get the first down. They're gonna mark him about 2 feet short. And it will be third down and a short yard to go. Into the ball game comes Kenny O'Neill. They're at their own 70, the Gamblers 17. O'Neill is the second tight end. We're going to see a beef type lineup. Yesterday in the USFL, Tampa Bay beat Orlando 35-7 before 45,000 at Tampa Stadium. That's where we'll be next week. On third down and short, they hand off to Nelson. Nelson breaks two tackles and gets the first down. Cleveland Crosby had a shot at him, and oh, he's bemoaning the fact. He could have caught him for a 3 yard loss, but Nelson slipped past him and got first down yardage inside the 15.
Well, that missed tackle, the big play there. It would have been a tough decision from Hadle's standpoint. He'd have been fourth down and had to make a decision between kicking a field goal, going after it. Missed tackle, they made the first down.
And making them go for three at this point would kind of take the pressure off Tony for having had that extra point blocked. That would have still meant two scores to make a difference. First and 10 at the 15-yard line. Man in motion to the left-hand side. Young hands off to Nelson on the left. Nelson running wide gets good coverage out of the Gamblers, though, on defense. A pickup of only 2 yards to the left-hand side. He's running behind his big left tackle, Gary Zimmerman.
Once again, Pete Caton did a great job against Zimmerman. He got his hands on those shoulder pads, just walked him down the line of scrimmage. There was nowhere for Bodie to go with the ball, and the linebackers was able to react and make the tackle. Just fine defensive play by Pete Caton.
Second down and 8. Caton and Kiki Diallo both combining on that stop. It's a split backfield right now of Hersey and Nelson as Young goes back to pass. He is pressured and sacked. No, they're going to call it an incomplete pass.
No, they're going to call it a fumble, I guess.
But
I think the Express fell on the ball, though. Could have been a big play for the Gamblers, but the Express fell on it.
Caton knocked Young and the ball free from each other, and they're going to give it as a fumble and make it fumble yardage for maybe a foot or so to make it third down and 9. The man falling on the ball, Jeff Hart, the veteran out of Oregon State, the veteran right tackle. And it will just be a gain of 1 yard. Team yardage, I guess. Third down and 8 yards to go. Split backfield. Young with his tight end to the left-hand side, looking to his left as he steps back to throw. Caton takes the inside fake, and Young runs to the outside. He almost breaks a tackle, but Calvin Eason will knock him down short of first down yardage inside the 8. Steve Young nearly made the play all on his own, but Calvin Eason got enough of him to knock him down before the first down yardage, and on will come number 11, Tony Zendejas, the second-year man out of Nevada, Reno, the guy who won it for the Express in an overtime game at the Dome last year with 242 yarders, one to tie and one to win. This time he will attempt a 26-yard field goal. Holding the ball, Jeff Partridge, the punter. The deep snapper is Wayne Jones, the regular center. The snap is good. Sols the hold, and Zendejas is through with it, but there's a flag at the line of scrimmage, and we'll find out all about it here in just a second.
Well, if that's against the Gamblers, it'll be a big penalty because it'll give them a first down.
Yes, it will be. But they will let it go. It is a good field goal, and it is going to be first down. It's going to be a new kickoff for the Gamblers, 14-3, as the Express leads by that score, or rather the Gamblers lead 13-3. There we go. We'll get it right in a minute, folks. 4:50 left to go here in the second quarter. We'll be back. This is the Houston Gambler Radio Network.
Help him hold on to it.
That's right.
Okay, down the line, this should be break number 10. Break number 10, that is it.
Well, they held the ball a long time.
They did.
On that drive.
There's only been two possessions in this whole quarter.
Right. Gamblers had the one that, damn it, they should have scored on that.
You
they
bet.
Needed points on it, even if it was a field goal, they needed points.
Well, holding them to three,
that takes
pressure off that mixed extra point.
Well, they don't need to turn the ball back over quickly.
Okay, right down now. The line, we've got commercial number 11 staring at us in the face, and if we can get you number 12, we will.